The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Science and the determination of the human spirit propelled Apollo 11 to the moon 50 years ago, but it was popular culture that imagined man there long before July 16, 1969. VOA's Penelope Pulu revisits landmark films and TV series that allowed people to dream and help make Apollo 11 a reality.
Moon exploration was the theme of the 40-minute feature film, A Trip to the Moon, by Georges Méliès in 1902. The film was, among others, influenced by Jules Verne's sci-fi novels. In 1950, George Pell's sci-fi Destination Moon offered a prophetic plot where the astronauts, upon landing on the lunar surface, are running out of fuel.
Kick her up, Jim. Give her some lateral.
Too late. Got to land her in the next few seconds of firing. You won't have enough to get home.
Apollo 11's real-life close call of running out of fuel and having only one try to light the ascent engine off the lunar surface is revisited in Robert Stone's three-part documentary, Chasing the Moon.
If the ascent engine on the moon didn't light up, they were marooned. So that was the headline we had, ready to go.
This engine burned 7 minutes and 18 seconds, Frank, to get them into that 9.9-mile orbit, and it has to work.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, work stage, engine arm ascent, proceed.
A year before the Apollo 11 mission, popular culture was once again forward-thinking, shooting beyond the moon.
If you think of something like Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, that's in many ways, it comes out in 1968, and it's projecting ahead of the moon landings to an era when regular trips to the moon are going to be a part of everyday life.
And while the space race was in a dead heat between the United States and the Soviet Union, after Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space in 1961, Gene Roddenberry's series, Star Trek, was already imagining a united federation of planets working together on peaceful space exploration.
I believe that this nation should commit itself.
Damien Chazelle's feature film on Apollo 11, First Man, is told from the perspective of Neil Armstrong and his family by blending seamlessly the film's cinematography with archival footage. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
This has been Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.